listening to a special edition of Curtin University's Young Alumni Podcast, Talks for Change. This edition features speakers from our Young Alumni Leadership event held in May 2018. These inspiring young alumni from a range of industries share their leadership stories whilst also providing a few insights to help you shape your own leadership journey, whether you're starting out as a leader or taking the next step. The Talks for Change podcast series aims to share innovative ideas whilst celebrating achievements from Curtin University's young alumni community. We hope you enjoy this month's special edition episode. So now I'd like to introduce our third speaker for the day, is Clinton Hill. Clinton has an MBA from Curtin, which he completed in 2011, and completed a Bachelor of Science in Medical Imaging in 2003. In 2005, when Clinton was only 22, he was diagnosed with advanced melanoma. 3 years later, he founded a not-for-profit organisation called Melanoma WA to help other people with melanoma obtain immediate access to the information and support that they need to improve their prognosis. In 2011, he was named the WA Young Australian of the Year and received a 40 Under 40 award. In 2014, he received the John Curtin Medal from Curtin University for his extraordinary commitment and generosity towards helping others. Clinton is also a board member for the WA Melanoma Advisory Service and the Australian Melanoma Consumer Alliance. Please join me in welcoming Clinton.
Now, I think for me today, an effective leadership style that I've learnt along the way is definitely walking the talk. And so what I'm going to talk about today is essentially my own, I guess, trial and error of how I've been able to successfully do that. Now, for me, that wasn't necessarily a topic. I actually talked to my team that we have at Melanoma WA, and I said, you know, what way do you think, you know, I lead? And it was actually, you know, their thoughts that said, you know, you lead from the front. So you think, oh gee, you're quite confident to come out there and say, oh, you're walking the talk and you're leading from the front. But sometimes the best people, it's not, you know, I talk about, you know, I've played a lot of Aussie Rules footy over my time, and no one player ever wins an Aussie Rules footy match by themselves, do they? So the best people in your life are the people that are surrounding you to be better and to be the buzz saying of 2018, I think, which is to be the best version of yourself. We've heard that, seen a few memes of that over the last little while. See, I was quite excited as well when I saw that the definition of young alumni is that 35 and under. So I'm just scraping in there. And if I do a good job today, I might even get back for my last appearance as a 35-year-old next year. So for me, walking the talk is leading by example, doing what you say you're going to do, and that A word, being authentic and being real. When I was at Curtin University in the early 2000s, studying medical imaging, I didn't know that I had this primary melanoma sitting on my skin somewhere. I just didn't know as a young person that being young and bulletproof was not what was going to happen. And so I had a great time at uni, and after uni was really excited about, and sort of organically, quite early in my radiography or medical imaging career, started getting into becoming a young leader and managing in the radiology space. And what really worked for me, and that's something that's flowed on to now Melanoma WA, is whenever I was managing a team or, you know, having a team of you know, colleagues that I was looking after, I never put them in a position or asked them to do something that I wasn't prepared to do myself. So I thought, well, if I'm leading this team and I can work around it, I'm going to work those late shifts. I'm going to do that on call. I'm going to do those weekend shifts. I need to be there most of the week, but I can still do those, I guess, tasks that, you know, everyone would say, oh, well, probably not. You know, I'm I'm a bit above that. Well, no one's above anything, are they? You know, doing what the rest of the team was doing was something that I think really helped them sort of come along with me. When I was saying or wanting to talk about a topic, they knew, well, I was doing just as the same as what they were. Then when, I guess, adversity happened in my life just after starting that career and having a secondary melanoma diagnosis, I guess it really taught me that through adversity, we have opportunity. And for most of us, we don't ever choose to have adversity. We don't choose when it happens. It kind of is chosen. And, actually, I like the David and the marble chipping away. Sometimes that's already there. We don't know it. The people around us don't know it. But it can happen. So when that opportunity comes up, it's an opportunity to be real and authentic. And it's an opportunity to also make a difference. So in my case, I thought I was day-to-day making a difference. People would come in. Some of my funniest stories of radiology involved the green puffer. If anyone's hurt themselves really badly and you get offered the green puffer, it sometimes makes you, well, the pain goes away, but it also makes you say some pretty crazy things. I remember a young lady who had broken her leg at netball, and her foot was facing backwards. So her knee was frontwards, her foot was backwards. And she was sort of throwing it around going, how cool is this? Not really cool, but that's the green puffer. So back in those days, it was very much the case of real understanding the fact that through adversity, there's an opportunity there to make a difference. So for me, it was early on, x-rays. Taking an x-ray, which then would help that young lady work out what was the quickest way getting back, getting her back to doing what she loves to do. That's another point, is really try to find your passion. What gets you out of bed in the morning? When I go and speak, I speak to students quite regularly about making a difference and career and, what you want to do in life. And I say to them, if you can find the blueprint for success in my eyes, if you can find what you're passionate about and you can combine that with your career, you don't ever have a day where you struggle to get out of bed. You're out of bed. You're already knowing what the plan for the day is. It's a lot easier than if there's a disconnect there. So finding what you're passionate about and putting and trying to combine it with your career. Now, also, we've talked about, and Boyd, I love that, you want to say yes and then work it out later. But we also want, what I found really useful is having a point where you say, well, I want to be good at everything I do and not do twice as much stuff and do it half as well. We all as individuals can only do so much. And so that was a really interesting moment, I think, why Melanoma WA has really taken off, is understanding that doing what you do it really well, and you can only do so much in a finite period of time. So definitely have those hopes and dreams, definitely say yes as much as possible, but being real and authentic is also knowing when you need to say no. And that can be tough for people. I was a massive yes man. I said yes to everything, and somewhat, I believe, perhaps, that had a role in why, I had that adversity thrown my way. I was told that I had a 10% chance of living 2 years back when I was 22. So that's the kind of adversity that I'm talking about. And that's where I sort of thought, well, and people around me were saying, oh, well, how are you being so strong, or how are you wanting to get up and do things. I said, well, to me, there's no other choice. I need to find a way to make this useful for others. And so that was really what made the impact for me, was saying, well, this has happened to me. I had that, whether it was naivety as a young person or that lack of awareness, and I want to drive that so that no one else is as naive or lacking in awareness as I was.
You, Curtin's young alumni, are emerging as the next generation of leaders, creators, game changers, innovators and more. So make sure you keep your details up to date with the Alumni and Community Relations team so you don't miss out on exciting news and event information. And always tag Curtin Young Alumni when posting photos and stories on social media.
I love my analogies, and today I thought about talking about a big tree. We're all working in this organisation, this business called the Big Tree. Should have been the Big Chapel, shouldn't it? But didn't quite work as well. Now, we're all working in this big tree. The leaders, where do they naturally sort of sit in the tree, do you think? They start working their way up the top, don't they? But they need to be able to cover the whole tree. Not just the leaves, not the branches. They need to even get down to ground level. You know, they need to know what's happening at the ground level, because that's where your business, your organisation deals with who? The most important people to your business, to your organisation, your customers, your supporters, the people who are accessing what you do, mental health, melanoma awareness. So it's not always about business and product. It's just as much about services as well. What our leaders need to be able to do, they need to make sure what's happening on the ground level's singing along. They need to make sure what's happening in the tree is also working really well. But what else do they need to do? What do effective leaders, what's their role outside of the tree? Popping their head up outside of the tree from time to time and having a look around. So you need to have that internal, external mindset. Because if all of a sudden, because everyone wants, you know, we want our big tree to be the biggest and the best tree in the whole forest, don't we? But if something's happening inside that forest, like all of a sudden they're starting to log it, we need to know about that, don't we? We don't want to know about the logging when they start to cut into our tree. It's a bit too late then. And you said with your event, you know, we don't want to find out about that. And sometimes, unfortunately, we have to learn the hard way. But for others, if we can look outside of the tree, we'll see that happening before it has a chance to take effect. And the balance of delegation as well. Leaders need to delegate. As I said, we can't all do it ourselves. But you don't want to delegate to the point that you disconnect. So delegation is probably the most tricky thing I've found as the organisation has grown from myself to now a small team, is knowing what the right point of delegation is. You want to make sure your team have that autonomy. You want to make sure that they have that, you know, feel a sense of role, a sense of purpose. They can just go and do their thing when they need to, but don't lose contact with it, or, you know, totally. The other thing that I've really found has been really useful is to take when some people would say the word inspiring. To me, inspiring people is a feeling. If hearing about what we do, our awareness initiatives, our support services, our stories, if people are inspired by that, that's fantastic. But to me, something may or may not come from that, will it? So to me, it's been about motivating, because to me, motivating has that feeling, but what else does it have? It has some action. So if I was to tell you about my story and you think, oh gee, you know, you've come through 10% chance of living 2 years, that's inspiring. So thanks for that. But if I tell you, well, I was one of the people who had no idea that melanoma is the most common form of cancer in Australia for 15 to 39 year olds, I'd never had my skin checked before, that's very likely why I was in that position. So perhaps you would take away, maybe I'll get my skin checked. Hopefully that story's motivating. How many of you have had your skin checked before? Who's gonna, if it's been more than a year, who's going to go and get their skin checked after today? Cool. Motivating. That's what it's all about. So for me, it's been about walking the talk. And sometimes that puts yourself in some pretty precarious positions. All of a sudden you want to become the official charity partner of the Busters and Ironman. And then you think, oh gee, my big thing's walking the talk, leading by example. So then you go and do a Busters and Ironman. Busters and Ironman, after having 35 secondary melanoma tumours removed with no adrenal glands. What do your adrenal glands do? They produce your stress hormones. Your adrenaline and your cortisol, your fight or flight response. So I don't have any of them through secondary melanoma. So I just can't get stressed. That's my leadership style. It's a bit more life-threatening than that. And one of the byproducts of these tablets that literally keep me alive is what's called bronzing, or tanning. The guy who was out there talking about sun safety, skin awareness, has bronzed skin, not from the sun, from these tablets that are caused by melanoma. What a convoluted story that is. And so these keep me alive. If I don't take these morning and night, I'll faint. And if I faint, we have 15 minutes to get me a cortisone injection, or I'm cactus. It's called living on the edge. When Boyd said, when you had no other choice but to find a job, you find a way to get it done, don't you? When I have no other choice but to live by these tablets, I'll find a way to get them. And when I don't, we have the cortisone injection organised, don't we?
Yep.
Cool. Say yes and figure it out later. And I always do that. I always get sort of jealous that everyone else has adrenal glands, so I think, oh, I'll make them work. So, I guess what I'm saying here is that walking the talk is about doing what you want others to do. And by my thinking, the success, whether it is in business, whether it is in an organisation, a not-for-profit, if you can get people, as a leader, if you can get people within your business, within your organisation, saying, hey, that guy's real, that lady's authentic, you're going to be a long way to that longevity, that success. And do you often hear when leaders are spoken about as saying they're eccentric? You know, leaders are often eccentric. To me, it's because they're real and authentic. They're just being who they are. Some might say that's eccentric. I'd say, well, that's just them being them.
Think that you or another Curtin graduate under 35 has an amazing story to tell or are interested in being part of Talks for Change, drop us a line at youngalumni@curtin.edu.au.